This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Guiding Light episode of the BCP right now. Very excited to talk with my guest at this time. Of course, you know him as the leader of the Pangregation and your Guiding Light. Please welcome to the show, manager, Mr. AJ Pan. I think we've just been blessed. How are you, man?
All right. How you doing tonight? Good to see you.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for bearing with me. It has been a long day where everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, but sir, I thank you so much for making the time to talk with me this evening, man. I hope you are staying safe. Everyone's healthy during this crazy world we live in. How's the family? How are you? How's everyone doing right now?
Everybody's doing good right now. You know, I'm helping everybody follow their light, and
we just
gotta get into the brightness.
I love it, man. So, AJ, always good talking to you at the shows, man. You have some really interesting philosophies. You work with some really incredible people. But let's get to the issue at hand. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about the last show for TCW, American Spirit 2. I was on the call. I certainly did pop. And yes, I know I'm supposed to be impartial. When a young fan came out and delivered the three count at the end of the match, I know Ray has not been thrilled about that. I know the official... was it Johnny Q waved it off made it official, I should say. And that 1-2-3 did stand, giving Recon the win and the number one contendership over your client, Mr. Kalitri. Your thoughts on that whole scenario, man? I know there's a lot of opinions on this one.
It was a huge debacle. I don't know how that was allowed to stand. Whatever they're calling the young fan, in training or whatever, it shouldn't stand. It shouldn't count. John Q did not see that ludicrous pinfall. It shouldn't stand. I don't know who everybody had tried to come out, Pat Sabino, SP, but it shouldn't stand. Ray Kalitri had Rick Recon beat. It's just a whole mess. And Titan Championship Wrestling has been promising us a lot since we came in. You saw the way I came in, not like other people. They just got a little graphic announcing it. I came in during Rick Recon's match to help him out, help him follow his light. I helped his crony, Mark Schwann, follow his light. He wasn't around for a good 7 months. Now I come in and he gets brought in.
That's fair. I mean, but let's be real, man. This is very interesting. You know, again, trying to play from both sides here. You know, the official, you know, did say that did count. I will say it was a solid three count. It wasn't fast. The you know, the hand raise, the point, that perfect angle is really, really well done. I'll put it that way. It can go either way. But regardless, I think Ray does have a bright future in TCW because the man is no stranger to gold around the arms, around the waist. He is just an amazing, incredible athlete. One of my favorite interviews, he called me the night before we did the interview. He's in Puerto Rico. He's hanging with his girl. He's by the pool. I'm like, this guy is my hero. Ray is, you know, he's amazing. He doesn't always, you know, get along with the fans as we saw at TCW, but just a gifted athlete, no stranger to gold. How did you end up connecting with Mr. Kalitri?
When I was working with Joey Ace, he introduced us and we just bonded over car rides and started working together. And after I saw his work ethic, there was an opening in the PCA at the time. And I spoke to Joey. I said, what do you think about bringing Ray in? We could definitely use him. I think he fits in well with us. He has great charisma. He has a huge upside to him. And Joey was like, yeah, let's go for it. Let's try and get him together with us. And we dropped his name and they loved it. They loved the way we worked together and the rest is history. We gel really well together. We're great friends outside of wrestling. And that's always the best. That's always the best relationships.
That's awesome, man. So you've been in the Maserati. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I have been. Yeah, plenty of times. Yes,
I am very jealous. And guys, shameless promo. You can win actually a ride and lunch with Ray Kalitri for a great cause, basketball again this Sunday, guys, in just a couple days on IWTV as well. But it's going to be in Hamilton, New Jersey. Tickets are still available to see a lot of your favorite indie wrestling talent in the Northeast play for a great cause. That's the Miracle League of Mercer County. I'll be on the call. I believe Mr. AJ Pan, you'll be there as well, sir.
I will be there. Ray asked me to be the spiritual advisor for the Heels team. So I will be there giving out some blessings and helping out.
Help it. See, that's what I was going to ask. I'm like, all right, what's going on here? And first of all, thank you to everyone who's making time, yourself included, to be a part of this event. What is your level of excitement or enthusiasm? I know, I don't know what you're going to be honest, but what's your level of excitement going into something like this?
You know, this is something different. And it's, I applaud Shane Fair. Shane's a great guy. I've worked with him many times. He's our ring announcer at BCW. So I look forward when he comes back. But he's always a pleasure to work with. He's a great guy to have around the locker room, positive energy. So to see this event and his brainchild get off the ground, yeah, I'm excited for it. It's something different that we don't really get to do. We're always in the hustle and bustle of working on a show and working with our matches and our feuds and all that. So we get to relax a little bit and just have some fun with some coworkers we don't really get to associate with.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of great people in the same room. I'm just excited to see everybody. You know, I think in professional wrestling, like we all know, like there's a lot of lines in the sand. A lot of people don't always get along or see eye to eye, man. And apparently that's very common. The more I get behind the curtain, I learned that at the end of the day, you know, we kind of have to play for the name on the back of the jersey sometimes. But this is very different because we're all playing for the names, faces or heels on the front of the jersey. But more importantly, all playing for the Miracle League. This is going to be great just to see everybody come together. Like Shane says, it's all love, man. And speaking of which, man, you know, it's great to see all the love that the faces are getting. Obviously, Ray on the heels team. But let's talk about this. I've seen some of these, I don't want to say promos, but some of these videos you guys have been putting up. It seems like there's a little tension between you and Ray, maybe because of what's going on in Titan right now. Any comment on that, sir?
There's no tension. I mean, we're both, you know, very passionate. So after that night, we were just very upset. I went down at American Spirit. A 9-year-old counted a pinfall. It should not stand. And we're still waiting a week or two later to hear. SP keeps saying he has an announcement to make. My lawyers are in contact with Titan Management. That, yeah, it shouldn't stand. My lawyers are in contact. So this needs to be rectified in some way. Ray Kalichi, again, like I said earlier, we were brought into big fanfare. We were promised title match and we got put into a four-way with some other people who should not have been in that match. Wow. And now a number one contenders match. I mean, and now a 9-year-old counts it out. John Q was still knocked out. So he just happened to wake up to see the hand raised and called it. It shouldn't stand. So hopefully within the next week or two, my lawyers will come to an agreement with Titan Management and everything will go according to plan.
Very interesting. Like I said, Ray is no stranger to gold. I would not be surprised to see him holding any kind of gold in Titan Championship Wrestling. That would be amazing. So best of luck to you guys moving forward. But let's talk about you a little bit. For those who aren't familiar with AJ Pan, watching, you know, checking you out for the first time, tell everyone about the Pangregation and this philosophy, this belief that you hone, and this is your doing.
You know, the past year and a half, it's been a tough one for all of us. For 19 years, I was America's favorite agent. Last fall, I fell upon a lot of hard times going through a depression. I didn't have wrestling in my life. A lot of other things a lot of things were closed off. So I had a choice. I took the time to reflect, and I could have either let that darkness overtake me and maybe even leave wrestling, which I did contemplate. Or I could sit and maybe turn this into a positive and kind of not reinvent myself, but realize that I've done so much good in pro wrestling for the past 19 years. I've led so many careers to great heights, so many championships. So why let that light dim out?
Yeah.
It needs to shine bright. Realize I had that all along. And now I can help not just, you know, the PCA, the Pan Scorp Agency, which I had. I have to put that on the back burner and now lead the Pangregation and lead any lost soul to whatever help they may need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was a lot of hype with AJ Pan obviously coming into Titan, and you're all over the place. You mentioned BCW. I've worked with them in the past. A really great experience there. So I'm excited to see what BCW brings to the table moving forward, what you bring to the table moving forward. And I'll ask you this one, sir. And real quick, actually, to touch on what you said, I didn't want to, you know, gloss over this, man, but you talk about going through dark times, depression, and overcoming all that, you know, not letting that light dim out. And I'm so I get it, man. I'm so thankful for professional wrestling. Like when I was going through hard times, and I just made so many friends and connections, man. And it's just, you know, I always say smiles on faces, man. And it's just so good getting to know you all and get to work with all y'all. And it's really, really cool. I have a great support system. I made so many friends. I'm very thankful for that. So all the love to all you guys for what you do. It's amazing. I can't thank you guys enough. But moving forward, man, I wanted to ask you this, man. We love talking to managers on the show because we always talk to the superstars and stuff like that. We talk to the production. We obviously talk to promoters. But I always love talking to the managers. Why did you take that route? And who are some of your favorites?
I mean, I realized at a young age, I'm not the most athletic person in the world, but I have the gift of gab and I have a great mind. So growing up, I remember seeing my two favorites are Bobby the Brain Heenan, obviously, and Paul Heyman. So, I mean, that's where they excelled, I think, for the most part. You had guys who, not all the time, but guys who really couldn't, they didn't have that X factor at the time, and they needed that extra oomph. Like a guy maybe like Hercules, who was in the Heenan family, or, you know, it's not even safe, but, you know, Andre and Giant, he had his own press, of course, being huge, but Bobby Heenan was that mouthpiece to help just give him that extra boost. So, and even if you didn't, like, they didn't need it, it also helped, like, enhance the characters. Like, when he worked with Ric Flair and Mr. Perfect, Rick Rude, it just enhanced and made it so, took it to the next level. So that's what I always thought I could do. Either guys who I thought maybe had that talent, but really couldn't, they didn't have a little bit of that charisma and I could help them. Or, you know, just we could have play off each other. Like Ray. Ray doesn't really, you know, he could stand on his own.
Yes.
But me and him together, people, I mean, I don't want to, but like people told me, like, you know, like you guys are magic together. You guys work well together. And, but we're like, we're great friends. So it comes across on screen. And I think we add to each other's act.
It works. It's perfect, man. And it's very well said. It's interesting to me what you said there, because I think there's so many people in this business that just really kind of transcend just being a performer in the ring, and people want to meet them. Like, I'm not going to name names, but you'll always see like people want to connect with certain performers or certain goddesses, whatever it is, man. And I see a lot of people that are really good in the ring and have a great look and they're doing everything right. And they're just missing, like, sometimes I don't even know what it is, that whatever it is to have the fans connect with them or hate them or whatever it is. Do you feel like that's kind of something that you bring to the table with certain competitors?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I know that I've worked with in the past, and it's just something like when we start working together and we click, it just adds a whole different dimension. I just don't bring it to them. They bring it to me. It's just, I looked at it like, oh wow. Like I see my work getting a lot better working with certain people, and
yeah,
you have so much more fun. So, but yeah, that's to me the fun of it too. Like just working with your friends or trying something with somebody you never worked with before. And after a while, like, oh, this is working. Okay. Yeah. Let's see how far we can take this and bring it to the next level.
I love that because, and not to pull the curtain back too much, but like, as I'm working more and more on commentary and being this baby face, self-deprecating, trying to be funny, commentator, I take a lot of crap sometimes with certain people, but I enjoy working with certain people. It's really cool to see like that dynamic play off each other. So I get what you're saying, man. And you get to work with some great people. So hypothetically, man, this is a two-parter. Who would you want to work with on the indies? Like, who would you want to manage? Like, who's someone you're like, I really want to work with them. I think I could take them to the next level. Or maybe you just want to work with them. And then someone who's on TV right now. Because let's be real, there's a lot of very real opportunities for wrestling right now.
On the indies right now, one of my favorites I'd have to say would be Darius Carter.
Oh, that would be a very interesting. He'll be there on Sunday too. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Darius. We've worked together, you know, we've been in shared locker, many locker rooms. We have a great rapport. So we've discussed some stuff. So you never know, maybe coming, if our paths can cross and we can make it work. But yeah, he's just doing phenomenally. He improves each time out.
Yeah.
I'm just a huge fan of his. And plus, yeah, we've traveled the roads together and he's great to talk to. And we get the old school mentality a bit. Like we're too, like we're one of the few who still go to the bars after the show and close it down. Which not many like to do. Like, we gotta go home, we gotta do, like, what are you talking about? We wanna go have some drinks.
Yeah, I love that, man. He's another one that really transcends. Like, he does an amazing job with everything he does. And he was very nice to us when we interviewed him. I was very nervous the whole time, but he was pretty nice to us the whole time. He wasn't so nice to Erica Lee, but that's a different story. But who's someone on the national level you'd like to work with? Are people AW, WWE, MLW, all that stuff?
Coming to mind, I probably want to say Britt Baker comes to mind.
Ooh, I like that. A lot of rumors going around with her possibly working with the Iconics going forward right now.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Britt Baker's, and I've watched her for the past 4 or 5 years, and she's knocking it out of the park. But yes, she has a great, great thing going right now, so I would love to work with her at this time. I think we'd have a really good dynamic together.
Yeah, I love that, actually. I see that really, like, working. Sometimes you hear two names, you're just like, oh, how's that going to work? But I hear those two names, I'm like, I could totally see that, you know, get a Rebel in there too. There you go. Yes. I'm here for that, man. That's amazing. Not to be cliche, but we always ask this one, man. It's been, like you said, it's been a really crazy year or year and a half, but there's been so much opportunity in wrestling. It's wild. Even with no crowd, Thunderdome, AEW having a lot of the indie talent come in, which to me is just so amazing. Anytime we see any of our friends on AEW or getting signed to AEW, NXT, it's amazing. They've had their eyes on the Northeast. We've had a lot of Titans on AEW. We've had a lot of Goddesses on AEW. It's just so amazing. A lot of WrestlePro people in AEW. It's so amazing to see. Not to be cliche, I got to ask, what's the goal going forward? We've heard every answer. We've heard open a school. I don't want to get signed. I want to go to Japan. I want to travel. I want to stay on the Indies. I want WWE. I've loved WWE my whole life. AEW, I love what they're doing. Is it whoever gives you that contract, man? What is the goal going forward?
The immediate goal is just to continue having fun, especially after the year we've had. I love pro wrestling. This is my passion. This is what I live and breathe for. So, you know, when I get sick of it, that's when it's time to leave. So I don't want that to happen. So I'm enjoying myself now. Like I was speaking on earlier, you know, finding that light. I mean, it really was, because I considered leaving for a while. I did consider for about 2 or 3 months. I'm like, you know, I'm just over, and I had a falling out with another company, and you know, some of my friends, it was a bad time all around, just with a lot of stuff compounded. So I'm like, you know what, I had a good run, maybe it's time to just ride into the sunset with everything I did do. And a couple of people reached out and were like, bro, you have a lot left in you. And then I started thinking about your guiding light, and reached out to a couple of people, and now a lot of things are coming into play. So I'm getting out to spread my wings, you know, with Titan. I get to work with Ray and have a lot of fun with him. I work with Upper Limit Wrestling. I do strictly commentary with them, which is something I wanted to do more of. So I don't have to worry about managing and commentating like a Bobby Heenan in the past. And BCW, I get to manage and, you know, help out a little bit backstage with them. So I get to get, you know, put my feet in the waters in each place. But overall, I mean, sure, if somebody called with a contract to commentate, to be an on-air personality, to help as an agent or a producer backstage, I would love that. I would never turn that down. But the main goal is to just keep enjoying myself and make a living in pro wrestling, whatever way I can.
Let's manifest that right now. Charlie, Billy, if you're watching, let's get AJ Pan calling a match with us. Let's make that happen. I'd look forward to that. That'd be a lot of fun. All right. Hashtag. That's Navarro. That would be a cool.
No, that
would be a cool kind of combo. You two.
There's a couple. There's Sam, you know, Brother Greatness out there has his religion, you know, but I have, you know, the Church of Pan, you know, the name of the agent, the governor, your guiding light.
Yes. That's right, man. And I'll ask you this, man, not to be cliche again, but let's rewind, dude. How did the whole wrestling thing start for you? You talk about loving it so much, but how did it start for you? Were you like a fan as a kid watching with the family? Like, how did that all start for you?
So it's fun. My dad always talked about it a little bit, but I never saw it. My mom was a big soap opera fan.
Okay.
My dad was a boxing fan. So there was one night flipping through the channels, and I recall seeing Buster Douglas in a wrestling ring. It was right after he beat Mike Tyson. So we're flipping. I'm like, oh, wait, stop. This is one of the guys, you know, daddy knows. And it was Macho Man Randy Savage against Hulk Hogan on Saturday night's main event.
Wow.
Yeah. So watching that, I was like intrigued. I just watched it because of Buster Douglas. And I'm like, Randy Savage, like just like the colors, like and his character. I didn't know what, but I'm like, I have to find out what this is. This is something I need to watch more of. And then I found out it was on, you know, that they had at the time Superstars on Channel 5 on Saturdays here in New York, and then Wrestling Challenge. And I just got involved with like the storytelling and the characters. And that's what I got the relation from the soap operas from my mom's side. and the athletics from, you know, my dad's side. So I just fell in love with it. I watched WWF, and then all of a sudden I flipped one day and I saw, you know, TBS had it. I'm like, wait, what's this? There's more wrestling. What is this now? And I'm seeing Sting, and I'm seeing, you know, Bobby Eaton and Steve Austin just coming up. And so it just, yeah, once when I was, I got the bug immediately, and that I'd come home from school, ESPN would have Global Wrestling Federation. And I'm like, oh man, what is this? Something different now? And oh, it's a different kind of brand of wrestling, and a different, like, oh, this is different from the, you know, the cartoonish stuff at the time in WWF. But now these guys are like a little more hardcore and a little more grassroots. So yeah, I just grabbed on from there to everything I could find, and it just encompassed my life.
That's amazing, man. And you mentioned names like Bobby Heenan and things of that nature. You said Hogan Macho Man was, I guess, the first real, you know, like WWF match that you saw. Were those like your, I have to imagine, like, your guy is either Hogan or Macho Man. Like, who were your guys?
Randy Savage was my first favorite. And then Ric Flair, of course. Yeah. And then this always surprises everybody. My third was Eddie Gilbert.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't hear that? Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Good for you, man. And obviously, you're switching gears here, but like stalking your Facebook and socials and all that stuff, prepping for the interview, man. Are you a Jersey guy?
No, I'm in New York. I'm in, New York City guy.
Oh, well, first of all, New York City, we always write down the pizza spot. What is the pizza spot for you in the city, man? I hear like DeFara's and Brooklyn's one of the top ones. What is it? John's of Bleecker's, I hear, is another good one. What's the pizza spot?
So my favorite was Rosario's on Orchard Street, but they closed last year.
Oh, no.
So now it's Sal's in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
I think I've heard of that. Okay. I always write them down, man. Next time we go up to
it broke my heart when Rosario's closed. That was the spot. I would take everybody who came into New York, like, yo, where's the pizza? So I'm like, I got you. We'll go to the bar across the street, my favorite bar, and then we'll get pizza at 3:40 in the morning.
That's awesome. Is the pizza better? They say the pizza's better. Like, I'm a Jersey guy. We have great pizza here. They say the pizza's better in New York. Like, that's the best pizza.
I mean, I might be biased, but I think New York pizza is the best pizza.
That's it. And bagels. They say you can't beat New York bagels.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, man. Asking all the hard hitting questions here. But more importantly, man, I saw, so you did the trip to Seaside, which is very, very near us. You know, we're, you know, I'm from like Belmar, Asbury Park area. So very, very beach. So were you like a big like Jersey Shore person, or like, are you a big beach person and all that kind
of
stuff?
Oh, no, I love the Jersey Shore. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. I had to watch earlier the family vacation.
Nice.
Oh, it's hysterical. I love it.
that's amazing. So you must get along fine with Vicky then. That's for sure, man.
Come on. Guidette. Yeah, it's a match.
There it is. But so we always have fun with this question, man. This is our favorite question to ask. We always ask the superstars, but I'll ask you this one as well. Say you do get that WrestleMania moment, you know, you're getting that entrance, you're walking whoever to the ring. Maybe you get, you know, your own solo entrance, depending if you're coming to speak or do some sort of promo at WrestleMania or something like that. What band or artist, because we support a lot of the, you know, local music around here too, we're also a music show. What band or artist would play you down to the ring?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Favorite question.
Ooh, I don't know if they, we could probably work something out, but my favorite band is right now, The Pretty Reckless.
Oh, I was literally jamming to them. Yes, they came on the shuffle yesterday. She's great, man.
Oh, I love, yeah, they're fantastic. I followed them since they first started like 10, 11 years ago. And yeah, to see where they've come now, like that's the band, like I felt like, great. Like I've seen them from the, like one of their first shows, they're playing in front of like maybe 50 people and now it's like hard to get tickets. So
yeah.
I'm really happy for them. And that's like my homegrown band.
That's is it Taylor Momsen? I'm trying
Taylor
to remember.
Taylor Momsen, yes.
That's correct. Yeah, she's amazing. I loved a lot of their songs. We saw her, Mark Hoppus from Blink, heal up, Mark, had a show on Fuse that was called Hoppus on Music, and she was one of the guests. I was at the taping, so it was really cool to see her there. But that's a great answer, man. You don't hear that as much. That's a fantastic one. And got to ask you this one, not to be cliche, man, but you say you love wrestling so much. You love what you do. For me, I think I love commentary and production the best. Commentary is amazing. I don't love being on camera particularly, even now, like with the podcast, like it's the way of the world. So, you know, we'll do the video and stuff too. but I don't want to break the camera, but I love doing commentary. You're one to talk, handsome. But I think I like commentary because it's just I get to kind of tell the stories while you guys are telling the stories as well. I'm still, you know, I'm greener than Kermit the Frog on a golf course, man, but I'm really trying. I'm learning. I'm so appreciative for the opportunities, and that's great. I've done some camera switching and helped work with a lot of the camera production. I love doing that too. I can tell you're happy with what you do, but does any part of you want to step between those ropes and maybe, you know, dish out a couple strikes here, grapples here or there?
Well, I've been in a handful of matches. Not that I've wanted to be in, but I've got thrown in. And, I'm better on the outside of the ring. We'll put it that way.
Okay. So, like you took some bumps or, like, you were actually, like, a tag partner?
I've been in two Rumbles, and I'm actually a former tag team champion. I'm a former ECWA tag team champion.
I'm sorry I didn't introduce you as such. Now I feel, I thought I did my homework. That's all. Who are you tag champion with?
Damian Adams.
Okay, there you go. Okay, well, there you go, man. Good for you. Yeah. So look at the resume, man. Well, obviously, AJ, man, I mean, this is great. I want to be respectful of your time, man. I could talk to you all night long. I do want to ask you this one before we get out of here. And yes, we'll get to the shameless promo. We're all about it. You're doing such a good job. You've been doing this for a while. I always am a fan of the managers because, like we talked about earlier, it always adds another level to certain personas, and sometimes people don't need it, but you really add that extra ingredient, and it's really cool to see what you bring to the table. And, you know, sometimes when you get involved with the matches and stuff, like you were saying, but what advice would you have just from that manager perspective? Because I feel like even from doing commentary and production, like I have advice I can give, and I'm too new to give it. Like, I don't want to overstep, but you've been doing this for a while. And you know the business. What advice would you have for maybe someone who's trying to get over, trying to get heat? Like, what advice would you have coming from AJ Penn?
First, know yourself. Know your character. You have to know who you are first. Because then if you're trying to portray something, it's going to fall flat. Know yourself. Once you know that, you have every ability to play with the crowd. You hear a comment, you could pick up on it, right? Because it's you, basically. It's an extension of yourself. So you work with the crowd. You have to work with your opponents. You have to see what's going on. Distract them. Get some, you know, get the heat going. And then give them the opportunity to get the crowd behind them. So it's a whole team effort. But you need to always keep your eyes and ears open and just know who you are. That's basically what it comes down to. You have to be comfortable in your skin. And then from there, you know, keep your ears open because always the respect always goes to everybody in the ring. They kill themselves. They work the hardest. So we just add a little extra sizzle where we can, but it's all on them. So whatever they need to do, we got to be there for them. And at the end of the day, everybody has a good time. Nobody gets hurt. The crowd goes home happy. We're happy.
Love that. Very well said. And I'll throw this one at you too. Cause like I said, I'm very green. I like to ask all y'all this question, man. I'm ready for criticism. I'm ready to make mistakes, as crazy as it sounds. I want to learn. I want to know what I'm doing wrong. What advice would you have for someone trying to, you know, make a name for themselves on commentary?
Almost the same thing in a way, but like, yeah, like a lot. It's
so copy and paste. Yeah.
So a lot of the ones I see, and a big problem I hear also, and what I've seen, a lot of commentators put themselves over too much at the expense of the talent.
I knew you were going to say that. That's what I get the most.
And I'm not against commentators having a little bit of a character. That's fine. Yeah. But don't get it over at the expense of the wrestlers. Like right. Pat McAfee, I love what he's doing. He's fantastic. And you know, okay, he gets fun. A little thing like when Shinsuke comes out and the Rick boots and he's standing on the table. Yeah. Okay, that's good for like 5 seconds. But then right when the match, he's right back to the match. Yeah. He's putting over the heels.
He's actually helped Cole a little bit in a way. Not that Cole needed it, but like Cole is very Cole. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he brought some life back.
So that's what
it should be. Yeah, like you get along with your partner and it's that relationship. And then you guys have fun to tell the story in the ring and help bring what people like they might not, you know, first time watching. And like, oh, okay, so why do I care about these two? Or what should I be watching? And that's our job when we're commentating, to tell a story, paint the picture, and let them know why wrestler A is fighting wrestler B, why they hate each other, what are their accomplishments, what have they done?
Yeah, wow, really? That's good stuff, man. I'm glad I asked you, man. I love hearing that stuff. For me, like coming in, it was like, I want to make an impression, like not necessarily be a persona, but like I want to make an impression, but I don't want to step on toes. And that's the way I'm trying to do it. And, you know, I look back at some of my earlier stuff and I'm like, oh, I should have brought it back to the match here. I should have brought it back to the action in the ring. But I'm learning, man. And I appreciate all y'all being very welcoming, accepting. Thank you for making time for the show tonight. Tonight was crazy for me. It was great to talk to you. End my night on a smile now. I know I'm all over the place today. But, bro, let's get to the most important part here, that shameless promo. Tell everyone where they can find you, get the merch, get the 8x10s, follow you on social media, all that good stuff.
So you could, follow me on Instagram at AJPanPC. I'm on Twitter at AJPan_PCA. If you want to score some sweet shirts, go to Store Frontier. com/AJ-Pan. And yeah, you can pick up shirts at shows and 8x10s. I'll be at Basketball this weekend. It's going to be for a great cause. We're going to have so much fun there. So yeah, definitely bring some money. We're going to have some cool auctions, I think, or whatever, like bids, whatever. Hey, the day with Ray. I mean, I get to spend a day with Ray sometimes. And woo, like,
I'm jealous. I'm very jealous.
It's an experience. So we have that. Titan, got to see what my lawyers are working out, but Titan has their next show on April 14th. It's Titan Kids, along with the Funhouse Wrestling. So check that out. You never know if I might show up. You know, hey, you never know. Really? Me and my lawyers might have to take over the show. You don't know.
Really? Well, I'll be on the call.
We got to make this right. We got to make it right.
I hope to see you there. I'm not sure what circumstance we'll see you there. Hopefully we will, sir. Okay, and tell us what you got coming up, where people can find you at shows and all that good stuff.
Yes, we have some great stuff, you know, along with Basketball and along with Titan Championship Wrestling. If you want to watch SummerSlam and you're in the New York area, there's a big watch party we have with a shot of wrestling at Hooters in Fresh Meadows. I mean, come on, how can you beat that? AJ Pan, SummerSlam, Hooters. If you follow me, that's my whole wheelhouse right there.
Get some wings.
Yeah, right, so we have that. And then we have Upper Limit Wrestling on September the 19th. That'll be in Boonstown, New Jersey. At the Boons and Elks Lodge. Stay tuned because BCW will be returning soon. Hope to have an announcement there too, and you'll see the governor back. Well, now I'll give you, you know, I guess you can call me now your governing light over there. So
I love it.
So stay tuned for all that. Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff coming up.
But thank you again, AJ, so much for making the time. Really ended my night on a high note, man. Just thank you for all you do for the business. Thank you for coming to Basketball. Continued success to you to your career, man. Stay safe out there. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you tonight. And I'll give you another blessing. Hopefully I have a better day tomorrow.
I'll take all the blessings I can get, man. I appreciate it. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace.